Good afternoon, everybody. This is our last time in Halacha Shir until after Sukkot, so we're not going to have an opportunity between Yom Kippur and Sukkot to discuss Sukkot, so I figured we would do a Sukkot-related topic, and I thought we would talk about the bracha of Leshev Basukkah. There is sometimes some confusion as to when to recite the bracha and when not to. Most of the time, people know in terms of what foods that you eat, when to require a bracha of Leshev Basukkah, and which foods that you eat do not require a bracha of Leshev Basukkah. The most common question on that issue is, what if you eat sushi or rice? So it's a mezonos, but it's not one of the chameshas mine dagan. So we pass in the halacha that you would not recite a Leshev Basukkah. But the issue that I want to discuss today is not that issue, but the issue of how often do you say Leshev Basukkah? What if you have multiple meals a day and you're in the sukkah? What if you leave for a minute and you come back in and you eat again? What if you don't eat at all? What if you're a vegan and you never have when you're gluten-free and you don't eat? Chameshes mine dagan. So do you just not recite a bracha Leshev Basukkah at all? So let's discuss some of the background and some of the halachos. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that there's a machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan whether you say Leshev Basukkah only on one day of Sukkot, on the first day, or Kol Shiva. And we passing like Rabbi Yochanan, de kulu amaroi kaimi kavase Basukkah. Everyone passing like Rabbi Yochanan when it comes to Sukkah, that you say a bracha each and every day of Sukkot. And the Gemara goes on to say that this is a machlokas not only in Hilchos Sukkah, but also in Hilchos Tfilin, that Rabbi Yochanan assumes, like the Shita of Rebbe, that Tfilin calls man shemanicham mevarech aleihem. However many times you put on Tfilin, that's how many times you say a bracha on Tfilin. And Rashi writes, v'afilu choltzam umanichan meyapam beyom. Let's say you put on Tfilin 100 different times during the day. You take them off, you put them back on, you take it, each time you put them back on, you say a bracha. V'gabi sukkah nami, and the same is true with sukkah, says Rashi. Avogavdol mifski leilus miyamim. Even though, unlike Beit Tefillin, where each day of Tefillin you have a new chiyuv, and nighttime you don't wear Tefillin, but in between, let's say, Shachris and Mincha, let's say someone in the old city or someone who has a minhag to wear Tefillin at Mincha, so in between Shachris and Mincha, it was one straight chiyuv of the day, and still you would say a new bracha. So by Sukkah also, even though the chiyuv continues through the night, you say a new bracha each day. Ukechad yoma aricha, even though it's like one long day, mevarchan lebechol yom, you say a new bracha each day, because it's just like being choletz and maniach tefillin. It's just like putting on tefillin multiple times, and therefore the Gemara says, v'ananami kirebi avdinan umevarchan kol shiva. We pass like Rebbe by tefillin, that you say a bracha each time you put on your tefillin, and therefore we pass like Rabbi Yochanan by sukkah, that you say a bracha each and every day in the sukkah. Now, what does that mean? Is that every single time you walk into the sukkah? So Tosfos on the spot in Mem Hei Amud Beis Masecha Sukkah writes, sukkah kol emas dinichnas la kidei sheyochal v'yishte v'yishan afilu eser pamim biyom mevarecha kol achas v'achas. Whenever you enter the sukkah to do anything meaningful, to eat, to drink, to sleep, you say a bracha each and every time you enter the sukkah. Read the dava at tefillin, just like by tefillin, and every time you put on tefillin. V'hainu time with the sukkah, and the reason is the misrami le suda solav shalomechel chutzal sukkah. If a suuda were to come up, you don't have an option of eating a suuda outside of the sukkah, even though you've already eaten that day in the sukkah. So therefore, each new event, each new thing that you're going to do, significant action you're going to take in the sukkah, is going to warrant a bracha. The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah perek vav alach yud beis. The Rambam writes kol zman sheyikanis leishiv b'sukkah kol shiva mevarich. Anytime you go to spend time in the sukkah throughout the yantif, you say a bracha. And the Magen Mishnah writes that it's dafka if you left yitziyah gemura in between. Meaning, if you walked out for a half a second to go see if the sun was out or something, or to go see if there's whatever for a moment. So that's not considered having left. But if you left and then you come back, you're obligated to say a new bracha, says the Rambam and Tosos. The Rush in the third paragraph of Sukkah also quotes the same from the Gaonim, from Rav Haigon, that ha-nichnas b'sukkas chaveiro levakro, that if you go to your friend Sukkah just to visit him, minig yadua hu sheyivarech, bein sad, bein lo sad, even if you don't eat anything, you say a bracha. This is one group of Rishonim, that every time you go into the Sukkah, eating, not eating, eating, doesn't matter. You're going to just go sleep there. You're just going to go hang out there. You say a bracha. Comes along the Mordechai. He quotes these shittos in Rishonim as well, but then he writes, Aval Rabbeinu Tam Cholek V'Omer Shebirchas Leisha Besuka Shebesu'uda Poteres Kol Dvar Tiyul V'Sheina Misu'uda L'Su'uda V'Chein Amadavar. He says that the common practice is we make a bracha when we eat in the sukkah, and that exempts every other activity that we do in the sukkah. The Rosh in third parak of Masech HaSukkah quotes this as well from Rabbeinu Tam, and he explains Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Lufi She'ikra Keva Shad Mosa B'Sukkah Hi Achila. The primary thing that we do in the sukkah is eating. Everything else, hanging out there, spending time there, sleeping there, learning there, that's all tafel to the achila, and therefore the bracha on the achila patters it. And that's what Tosus writes as well. Tosus raises a question, why don't we say a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah? Tosus Maseches Brachos raises this question. If after all, sleeping is an even greater chiyuv than eating in the sukkah, you're allowed to have an achilas arai chutz l'sukkah, but you're not allowed to have a shenas arai chutz l'sukkah, you're not even allowed to have a nap outside of the sukkah, so why not say a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah? So Tosus writes, v'yesh lomer de bracha da achilas m'varchem neshev patarto. Tosus gives two answers. It happens to be the other answer that Tosus gives is that you might not fall asleep, and then it will turn out to be a bracha levatala. When you're eating, it's within your control whether you're going to eat. But when you're sleeping, it could be that you won't fall asleep. That's the famous comment of the Maritz Chayis in the back of that Gemara. He says, oh yeah, well then how can anyone ever say a bracha of hamapil? After all, you might not fall asleep, and then it will turn out to be a bracha levatala. So different answers that are given to that question of the Maritz Chayis, maybe that talks to what kind of bracha hamapil actually is, but that's not a discussion for now. I think I wrote about that in the second volume of my Sefer about the hamapil. But anyway, but the other answer tells us is that the ikar bracha is on the achila, and that patters everything else. And the Rush adds that even if you have a hesach hadas from sleeping, you went out to go to work that day, and then you come home and you go straight to sleep, you don't need to say a new bracha. So this is a fundamental machlokas. Every time you go into the sukkah to do anything, you say a bracha, or only when you're going to eat in the sukkah do you say a bracha, and everything else is exempted through that. So the Beis Yosef and Simon Tov Reish Lam Tes quotes these shitos and writes that the Minika Olam is like Rabbeinu Tam. The Leishah B'Sukkah is only B'Shas Su'uda, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simtav Reish Lam Tesiv Ches Nagu She'ein Mevarchem El Sukkah Ela B'Shas Achila. And the Ramah adds, in case you're wondering if Ashkenazim have a different practice, the Ramah writes V'Hachinog, and that's our Minika as well. So why the whole discussion if it's so obvious? The Mechaber, the Ramah, everyone's in agreement. Not everyone is in agreement. The Bir Agra on the Shulchan Aruch writes that the Iker is like the Rif and the Rambam, that you say a bracha each and every time you go in. So the Chayei Adam, who's a big supporter of the Vilna Gaon, a relative, he was a mechutn of the Vilna Gaon, he wasn't really, the Chayei Adam's son was married to the Vilna Gaon's granddaughter, I think. So, but he always refers to the Vilna Gaon as his mechutn, because that's close enough, right? If you can be that connected to the Vilna Gaon, I would go with it also. Just call yourself a mechutn. So the Chayei Adam writes that ve'emas shenichnas afal pishein ochel sham mevarich shergam heyeshiva v'amida sham hi mitzvah. He says, after all, being in the sukkah is the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of eating in the sukkah per se. The mitzvah is to live in the sukkah. The sukkah is teishvu. So anytime you spend any time in the sukkah, that's it. That's the mitzvah. Davi ke'im toduru. V'chein nag agra. And that was the minag of the gra. So there is there are those that follow the sheet of the gra that would recite a bracha each and every time they go into the sukkah. So some circumstances. What if a person is having a second meal in the sukkah and he never left in between? Yeah, you have breakfast in the sukkah, then you learn morning seder all day. You get your chavrusa on Zoom. You have good Wi-Fi in your sukkah, and you learn for 3 hours. Then comes lunchtime. That's the way yeshiva. You're following a yeshiva schedule, right? So 9 o'clock morning seder, 12 o'clock is lunch. You just ate 3 hours ago. That's the way the schedule works. So it's time for lunch. 3 hours later at 12 o'clock, and you haven't left the sukkah. Do you say a new bracha of leishah b'sukkah if you said a bracha that morning? The Taz in Tamar Shalom Chesiv Katan Chaf writes like the Bach that you have to say a new bracha. Because ikra chiyuv mitzad kvius ha'achila, the real chiyuv is based on the fact that you're eating. And once the first kvius is done, so you have to say new bracha on this second kvius, because if you wanted to leave to eat elsewhere, you couldn't eat outside of the sukkah. So this creates a new, the fact that you're eating creates a new chiyuv, and therefore a new bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah paskins not that way. He paskins like the Magen Avraham and the Levush and the Shlach HaKadosh, that if you said one bracha and you haven't left, then that bracha exempts everything you do from then on. And the Mishnah Berurah does write, though, even if you did leave, but it was a dait lachs or miyad, you planned on just going out for a minute and coming right back, you would also not recite a new bracha. How do we define that? Dait lachs or miyad. So in the Bikuri Yaakov, he writes that he disagrees. He does not agree with this Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. He writes, "The kimin sheyatzah b'natayim, afilu al das lachzor miyatzor chavarat pshasachil shniya." He says that no, even if you did plan on coming back the second, you walk out of that sukkah, if you come back in and you're going to eat again, you'd require a new bracha. So the Eish Avram Yibachach, who appears in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, Avram Davin Yibachach, suggests that the best thing to do, to be Yotzei Kol Adeos, is to have kavana at the time that you're saying the first bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah, that it's only for this su'uda, to limit the impact of your bracha. To say, yes, I'm saying a bracha Leisha B'Sukkah, but it's only going to cover breakfast. And then, when lunchtime comes, you can walk out of the sukkah, come right back in, and say a new bracha at lunchtime. Even if you don't go out of the sukkah, it could be you require a new, you would then say a new bracha if you had such kavana. That's what the Eshel Avram Mibachach writes. What if you just went out to Davin, so Magen Avram, Sifkat and Yud Zayin, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Sifkat Gimel say that leaving is a hefsik. It doesn't matter how good of a reason you had to leave, it's a hefsik, so you have to say a new bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion quotes a number of achronim that it's not a hefsik. And he says that if you went out to Davin between Su'udos, then you would say a new bracha. But if you went out in the middle of a meal and came back later that meal, sometimes you're in the middle of eating and you realize, oh, it's mincha time, got to go catch a minyan. So you come out, you come back, you would not require a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes Sifkat Memches, the Shita of the Magen Avraham, that even if you were planning on leaving in the middle of the meal and then coming back to your sukkah, that it's going to be a hefsik. And he quotes those who say that it's not a hefsik as well. And he says, you should therefore shouldn't say a bracha, because suffik bracha is the hakel. But then in Shaar HaTzion, he says, you know, you should really not leave in the middle of your meal and finish your su'uda in some other sukkah. That's not appropriate to do. That causes all sorts of spekos. Hasidim have such a practice sometimes that they'll go visit the Rebbe in the middle of the meal. So it's not really the right thing to do unless you're going to eat something else, unless you're not going to be coming back to your sukkah. You're just going to be eating a separate meal somewhere else. You make a bracha achrona before you leave and you eat separately somewhere else. And that's perfectly fine. So again, the Gra held you make a bracha anytime you go into the sukkah. We hold no, only if you're going to actually go and eat. The Taz, however, has an additional chiddush. He says, what if you're not going to eat? What if you're just not eating that day? Or you're not going to eat bread that day? You're gluten-free, or you're fasting. Or so in that case, says the Taz, then we would all hold like the Gra. Then we would say a bracha each and every time. We'd hold like the Rambam and the Rif and all those Rishonim that we saw before. You would say a bracha each time you come into the sukkah. And the Chayadim says, and I'll tell you one more. Chayadim says, if you left your sukkah, a Yitziyah Gemurah, you went to work, and then you come back and you're not going to eat, then even the Balei HaTosos will tell you to say a new bracha. The whole machlokas is, I'm going to eat and I'm also going to sleep. So, okay, the bracha and the achila, we paskin covers the sleeping as well. But if you're not going to eat and you're just going into the sukkah to sleep, says the Chayyadam, you should recite a new bracha. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskins its way. It's a little surprising because we would have thought not that way. We're in the practice of only reciting a bracha when we eat in the sukkah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Halicho Shlomo says that if a person is going to sleep in a sukkah and he's not having anything to eat, then you don't have the svara of Tosos that the bracha and achila patters you, because there is no bracha and achila, and therefore you should recite a bracha for going into the sukkah even just to sleep. I think the more common practice, and with this we'll close. I think the more common practice is that if a person is not sure, they just eat. Meaning, always have another piece of cake at the ready, so that you can avoid any suffic brachos, and you'll run a few extra miles on the treadmill after Sukkot. But I think the common practice is that we try to make sure to avoid any suffic brachos by having an extra mezonos, even when you're just going into sleep, and when you go to visit a friend's sukkah, right? Why is it, make a bracha in my sukkah? Because it could be that you have to make a bracha anyway, just by walking into the sukkah and spending time with him there. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you're going into the sukkah to ask someone what time it is and not to spend any time there, or to collect the chov, a guy owes you money, and you have no interest in being in the sukkah, then of course you wouldn't say a bracha. But if you're going in to spend time in the sukkah, it's at least a suffic brachos, and therefore the practice is that we have some mezonos and we eat in order to avoid any sort of suffic brachos. I wish everyone a gemar chasima tova, a wonderful yantif, and chag sameach for Sukkot as well. And Bez Hashem, I hope to see as many of you as I can back in yeshiva after Sukkot. We'll definitely be doing Tamin Halacha on Zoom. The question is whether we'll also be doing it live, whether it will be simultaneous. So whoever's back, it will be great to see you.